Snort narrowed his eyes.
What means catastrophe?
It means boom, fire, explosion, black smoke in the sky, thunder and lightning, famine and drought, dead birds falling out of trees, the whole nine yards. You sure you want to know?
They went into a huddle and talked it over. Then Snort said,
We take the chance.
All right. Now we're coming down to the last promise. You've got to promise to believe everything I tell you, no matter how crazy it sounds.
Snort shook his head.
Not work. Hear first, then say. Snort not believe every crazy stuff that come along.
I was real sorry to hear that, because the stuff I had in mind was pretty crazy. The brothers were getting restless. Snort got to his feet and stuck his sharp nose into my face.
Better you tell or we have big fight, oh boy!
All right, relax. Look, Snort, you agreed to promise number two, right? You promised to follow all the directions, right?
Right, that one okay.
One of the directions is that you have to believe the story.
Snort and Rip looked at each other, and Snort said,
But I'll be reasonable about it. Since you've already agreed to believe the story, I'll drop the third promise. Would that make you feel better?
Snort sat down and scratched his ear for a minute.
Very complicated. Not quite understand.
Yeah, but a promise is a promise. That's simple enough. What do you say? Shall we scratch number three?
Snort stared at me.
Scratch ear. Got fleas.
I mean, shall we drop promise number three? That's the best I can do.
We make talk.
They went into a huddle and talked it over in whispers. Then Snort said,
Okay, we make deal. Drop promise three. Keep one and two.
When it comes down to driving a bargain, you guys are pretty tough.
We very tough. Fighting a lot and singing coyote song.
Well, are you ready for this?
Their heads bobbed up and down.
We ready.
Then here goes. See that moon up there? Would you believe that it's made out of chopped chicken liver?
They shook their heads.
But you've already promised to believe it.
They bobbed their heads up and down.